Let's cross the to New South Wales, because it's not like we haven't had the warning. What about in New South Wales? How much pressure are they under? Intensive care specialist in Sydney, Vice President of the Intensive Care Society there. Mark Nichols is with us. Mark, morning to you.
Morning to you, Michael.
Have you guys increased capacity?
We have. We absolutely have.
Substantially?
Substantially. So what happened was we've not been able to control the Delta in the community, despite the public health measures, and so we've had increasing numbers. So at the moment in intensive care in New South Wales, we have 233 people in intensive care, and we've got 120 people on ventilators.
And are you able to cope?
To increase. So look, as our New Zealand colleagues have done as well, we've been planning for this 18 months, and we've put measures in place to increase our ICU capacity and decrease our ICU demand, and we put those measures in place. But again, it's been so important to get the vaccination rates up, and so our vaccination rates are rapidly increasing in New South Wales, and people are following the public health rules.
But here's the good news for New South Wales. So I've got you double vaxxed this morning at 56.6%. We had some modelling in this country yesterday by one of the guys called Hendy. He says we're going to die at 7,000 per year, even at 70% vaccination rate. You're not dying at that level. You're doing an average of 8 deaths per day, annualised out at 2,920, which is not 7,000. So what I'm reading into this is if you've got decent ICU capacity, when people get in trouble, you can treat them and put them out the other end and they're not going to die.
Yeah, look, that's correct. You need to have your ICU capacity. But again, I'm an intensive care specialist, and the modelling I'll leave to others, and speculation about the number of deaths I'll leave to others. But what has been critical, because we've not been able to control the Delta in the community despite the public health rules, is that we've had to have the vaccination rates rapidly increase. The way to look at it potentially would be that the Delta is like a wave, and you want to decrease the size of that wave. And the way to do that is if you vaccinate people, the size of the actual number of people in that wave decrease. But also if people follow the public health rules, the wave flattens out. And by decreasing the wave, decreasing the size of it, you don't have a system where you have too many patients coming to hospital and too many to meet the ICU capacity that you have.
Yeah, great insight, Mark. Appreciate it very much. Getting up early as well. Mark Nichols, intensive care specialist out of Sydney for us this morning.